Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Yeah. Good morning, Dan.
Happy Derby Day.
It is Derby Day.
You got to get it.
Gonna pick me a horse. Gonna find me a horse. Woo!
Who's gonna be on your top line? The trifecta.
That was fun. That was a fun show open.
I like Kentucky Bread Gunnivera. I had to get up off the chair because...
Get on up!
Get up off that thing. You just got to move. Yes, Derby Day. It's a little rainy out in Louisville.
Gosh, it's not the same when it's not nice. And yeah. I understand, like, we've gone through this before. Like, rain is one thing, but it's cold. And I don't know. Of course, I've been watching Derby coverage this morning, and everyone's got their coats on and gloves on. And I mean, this was always my favorite day of the year to work. I am so glad I'm not that. Like, it looks miserable. Mm-hmm. We were going to go to Keeneland today. We are not, because it just seems like it's going to be miserable.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing for sure. I heard someone on the radio yesterday out of Louisville say that it's maybe the worst Oaks day they've experienced. Even when it snowed, it was worse than that. And that the temperature was the lowest, in something like 30 years or something like that. Because it was raining sideways.
Yes.
There were rivers.
It so was much mud.
Cold, muddy. And so today, though, I mean, the forecast that I heard coming in this morning from Louisville was that 60 degrees by the time the race goes off, and could see some sunshine.
Better today. Better today than yesterday.
It's going to be wet. Still going to be wet. Like, it's still raining now in Louisville, I think.
Yes. And I did hear them say sideways as well.
But that will not stop me from watching all the Derby coverage on my big screen in my living room.
Right, because it's still Derby Day. It's still like our day to shine.
Yes. Speaking of which, did you see this week Tom Hammond and his My Kentucky Home feature? That half-hour show.
You know I didn't, Dan, because I just told you I didn't. And I need
I'm talking generally to everyone.
I need to watch it because it looks like it's phenomenal. Because I'm going to miss him. On NBC's coverage, he was just...
Yes.
But there's another Lexington connection, because Chris Devota will be on there. And, of course, she was...
I can't say I'm happy about the Mike Tirico switch, because...
18.
Mike Tirico, I think, does a fine job. But just hearing him do the Oaks yesterday, he didn't know where to fill the spaces. He didn't know how to fill the spaces, because he doesn't have that deep knowledge. Like, Tom probably could have spoken to Bob Baffert's history a little more. Like, Tirico gave a fact, but Hammond knows
he knows
it.
All of them. He's lived it.
Yeah.
Tom Hammond is the voice of the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oak. It's just, he's synonymous with horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would almost rather see Krista in that spot. Just because she knows so much about it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got deep roots there. Kenny Rice would be great for it. I don't know if he wants that, but he would be a good host. He knows it front and back.
He does know it. It's just
Tom He's going to be Hammond, on our show, by the way, tomorrow. Kenny Rice is.
Tom Hammond has that voice.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah.
That's just...
Oh, well, there's no replacing Tom Hammond. Yeah. I mean, just as far as someone to follow him... Tirico makes sense for NBC, but it's just Tirico's lack of horse racing knowledge and background. Like, if you go through the team, you've got Randy Moss, you've got Jerry Bailey, Kenny Rice, Bob Neumeier, Eddie Olchek. those guys know it. Mike Battaglia is not on this year, I don't think, which is the first time for him.
Yeah, I didn't know
so
that.
Tom Hammond and Mike Battaglia. I could be wrong on Mike, though. I think that he retired from it. I could be. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see.
But, I mean, you're talking about expert after expert after expert after guy who rode at Hall of Fame jock. Yeah, I mean, like, everybody knows it.
Yes. And so when it comes time, like I said, to fill in the empty spaces with just, you can have facts. I mean, that's great. Little tidbits. I love stuff like that. But also, you would just know, like, Bob Baffert's wife, mm-hmm. you know, said this.
That's not
or
part
whatever.
Of this study guide.
Yes. Yes. It has to be up in the brain there. But so his special, you have to watch it. If you haven't, you have to find it and DVR it. My Kentucky Home. It'll be on at some point today. I don't know what time necessarily, but I DVR'd it earlier in the week and watched it. And it begins with him saying, yeah, the Derby's in Louisville, but if you really want to know what this is all about, Central Kentucky is where you need to go. Goes to horse farms, goes to Woodford Reserve, goes to Rupp Arena, talks to Calipari. Of course, he's at Keeneland, and then it ends at Churchill Downs. But makes you proud.
Yeah.
Makes you proud.
I'm glad they did that.
Yes, indeed. Our show today at 10:15, here in just about 7 minutes, we'll get right on into Derby Talk with Dan Torgerman of AmericasBestRacing.net. He's also the co-founder of Equestricon, which comes up in August, which is kind of like, you know, Comic-Con for horse folk. And then at 11 o'clock, Alicia Wentz-Hughes of the Blood Horse. Both of those folks are at Churchill Downs this morning. So reports from Churchill Downs from both of them. And of course, we're going to talk plenty of Kentucky Derby. But also, Mary Jo, it happened on Monday, but we haven't been able to talk about Kroger Field at all. We're definitely going to talk about that.
And then yesterday, something that hasn't happened to the UK baseball team really all season long, were just a collapse.
Absolute.
In the ninth inning.
Yeah. Have to talk about that, because that series continues today, and Kentucky cannot lose this series. I mean, it's not like they're in jeopardy of missing the SEC tournament or something like that. They're in jeopardy of not winning the SEC East and in jeopardy of possibly falling out of a national seed.
Yeah. I mean, this is huge.
Yes. And Georgia's a team they should sweep.
And
probably.
I thought you would have thought they had it locked up yesterday. And then
yes.
Baseball's funny.
It is. If you didn't hear, we'll go ahead and not keep it a mystery anymore. 4 unearned runs in the ninth inning based on an error at shortstop. Georgia was down to their last strike.
Yeah.
Final strike. Two runners on second and third. Runners at second and third. Two outs, two strikes, ground ball to shortstop, gets by. Two runs score. So now Kentucky's down one instead of up one. So even if you get out of it then, you could come back in the ninth and tie it or win it with one or two runs. And Kentucky does get one run. But you see what had happened was there was a fly ball that was dropped in the outfield for the third out that allowed two more runs to score. So Kentucky's one run in the ninth only cut the deficit to two. So that is just insane.
Yeah.
Number four team in the country just folding. Meanwhile, Louisville became the first NCAA team to 40 wins by blanking Notre Dame 2-0 yesterday. So Louisville is now 40-6. And Kentucky had been projected this week, going into this weekend, Baseball America projected UK as a number 3 national seed.
Yeah.
Ahead of Louisville, they have Oregon State number 1, North Carolina number 2, Kentucky number 3.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about
I think you kind of needed to sweep Georgia to maintain that sort of standing. Doesn't mean they won't still earn a national seed.
Right.
But yeah.
Now, UK has lost 4 or 5, I think, in a row on Saturday.
Yeah, the Saturday game has been
mm-hmm.
the tough one.
But they have won game 1.
And now you've got Zach Pop out for a couple weeks.
Right. That's going to hurt as well. So today is crucial. Kentucky does not need to lose this series. Do not lose this series. Because you want to get that national seed. National seed means hosting a regional and then win that regional and you host a super regional.
Yeah.
So you would play all of your games at home until you went to the College World Series.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Because UK's never been to a super regional. Never.
Yeah.
Never gotten out of the regional. They've hosted a regional.
Yep.
I can remember going. I don't even remember who was in that thing. But I remember covering it.
Colin Cowgill was in it.
Yes, he was.
I don't remember that.
Yes, that's correct. Indeed.
And then, of course, that what was that 21-inning game?
Kent State, Indiana. Yeah. A.J. Reed pitched 9 innings of relief.
That doesn't even make sense.
Still lost. Yeah, I remember watching, listening
to like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, listening on the radio to that thing.
And watching Twitter and the guys that were there covering it.
Yeah.
And how, I mean, they're in Garrett, like, get me out of Gary, Indiana.
There was a hashtag that went with it. I forgot what it was.
It was
Survive Gary. Survive I think Gary. It was hashtag Survive Gary. Yeah, that was one of the more entertaining moments in Kentucky baseball history was listening to that and following along on social media. I mean, for the people who were there, I'm sure it was agonizing. But for those of us in the comforts of our own home, it was pretty entertaining. Kentucky Oaks yesterday, Abel Tasman at 9-1 under jockey Mike Smith, pulling the upset for trainer Bob Baffert, who was without a Derby runner this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the third Oaks win for Baffert. This horse was bred by Clear Sky Farm on Russell Cave Road, which also bred the Baffert-trained Arrogate, the horse that won the Pegasus and the Dubai and the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Yeah.
So a little bitty Clear Sky on Russell Cave Road. Now has an
and
Oaks.
And themselves a good year.
Has Baffert winning the Oaks, too. This horse came from last to first. And here's the thing about yesterday, is because of the slop, the speed was holding up. So the horses that got out front didn't get caught because the horses that come off the pace couldn't get good traction to get up. So they were dying. Well, this pace was hot and fast and furious. And the favorites fell apart. The leaders just, I mean, Paradise Woods was a 6-5 favorite.
Yeah, Bob Baffert even said before the race, like, probably no one was beating Paradise Woods.
Right. So it's Paradise Woods and Miss Sky Warrior out front. They look like they're going to take this thing. They fade to 11th and 8th. And Abel Tasman comes from last to first. To win it. Here's the most exciting part about that race. Abel Tasman paid $20.40 to win. Daddy's Little Darling, $11 for second. Lockdown was $18.40 for third. A $2 Exacta paid $203. The $1 Trifecta paid $2,800. And the $1 Superfecta paid $85,555.
Oh my God, can you even imagine?
A $1 Superfecta. But you would have had to be clever enough to leave out
Paradise Woods out of everything.
Completely out. The 6-5 favorite. But that's how you make $85,000 on a $24 bet.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Dan Torgeman before things get rolling for him out there. The first race is at 10:30. I'm sure he's got some bets planned. Hopefully he's made them and has time to talk to us. He's from America's Best Racing. We always enjoy talking to him, and we will next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600. Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Banks floor covering.
Turtle.
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There were plants and birds and rocks and things there.
Well, he goes by the handle on Twitter at Denonymous Man. But he has a name, and it's Dan Torgerman of AmericasBestRacing.net and the co-founder of Equestricon. Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show from Churchill Downs.
Dan and Mary Jo, happy Derby.
First, happy Derby to you.
First of all, we have to ask you, what is the weather scene going on there?
It's been a steady drizzle here for the past couple of hours. It's not coming down hard at the moment. I think that it's a key factor, and it's the big story today, frankly, is keeping an eye on this weather and keeping an eye on how the track is playing early. If you guys were watching yesterday, and I know a lot of people listening were, it was really playing to speed for most of the day, and then you could see how the track kind of started to change a little bit as the day went on, and some closers started winning. So very important for people to keep track of how the track is actually playing. I would suspect, like yesterday, you're going to see a lot of horses on the front end winning earlier on in the day.
Yeah, we had just talked about that and how the Oaks finished up, how the speed was holding up throughout most of the day, and then here comes the Oaks, and the pace is too fast, and the closers pick up the pieces and come away with an $85,000 superfecta.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And again, overlooking Mike Smith at those odds. Mike Smith and Bob Baffert, after the race, Mike was talking about, that he himself had kind of picked up. He was watching how the track was sort of changing throughout the day, but the one thing that stayed pretty constant was that the rail was golden. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. It's not always, whether it's speed or closers, but really where you are on the track and who that might potentially help. If it's a horse that can get over to the rail, who has that kind of style, or a horse needs to be sort of in the clear, you want to factor those things in as well as the day goes on.
So what have you noticed odds-wise changing? I know Classic Empire was the morning line favorite, but I think has Always Dreaming or McCracken moved into that spot
Always
now?
Always Dreaming has taken over. As of 9 a.m., Always Dreaming in front at 9 to 2.
Yeah, Always Dreaming. And it's interesting because, you know, I've been here on the ground here at Churchill Downs all week, watching the workouts, hanging out on the backstretch, talking to a lot of the trainers, talking to a bunch of the owners, and even the team behind Always Dreaming specifically. And, you know, the one thing that I found interesting, and maybe it's because I'm from New York, and I got a sense that the people from New York, you know, with the ownership group being Brooklyn Boys Stable, they were really high on this horse. And I didn't really hear too much buzz around Always Dreaming because I've been here. So I didn't know if you know, how the betting was going to unfold. And to this point, I can say that I'm a little surprised that he actually is the favorite. I figured McCracken would be taking more action. He has a lot of local support. But that hasn't happened thus far. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, he's huge odds, but, you know, I think he might come down a little bit. You might see Always Dreaming drift up as the day goes on. The one horse, in terms of odds, that's just blowing my mind at this point is Patch.
That's Louisville, man. That's Louisville.
Everybody wants a piece of Patch just in case.
Everybody wants a piece of Patch. I tell you, he's a really cool horse, and I tweeted out earlier this week, you know, the whole one eye thing aside, the horse is a cool horse. He has a great demeanor about him. He's super friendly. It's everything, you know, sentimentally, like as if, you know, it doesn't tug at your heartstrings enough that he's got one eye. The fact that he's just such a, like, just a really calm and just a great horse. He's just got a great, great presence about him. And, you know, look, I mean, it's been said a number of times this week, he's bred to enjoy this distance. He should enjoy the off going if the rain continues to come down. There are very few knocks on him. The only real knock is that he's only raced three times, and to put him in front of this crowd on this stage on this day is asking a lot out of a horse who's only run three times.
And where his vision coming out of the gate, at least, is going to be all of the grandstand. He's not going to see any of the horses to the inside of him.
I mean, I just think that's crazy.
But it shows you Louisville's mentality of that. This is what is so great about the week is the stories come out and the storylines are amazing. And when there's a good story and it has some sentiment to it, Louisville grabs onto it and loves it. I mean, Patch, there's no way Patch should be at 13-1. Just like Gunavera is a great story. And people stay away from Gunavera. This horse is going to win the Derby for me at 15-1, not 9-1, which is what he's been bet down to. Yeah,
I'll tell you, and you know, we'll get into some of the horses that I like. Gunavera is right up there. He's a sure thing in terms of, you know, a horse that you have, you know, very few question marks surrounding him. But yeah, as far as Patch goes, you know, and it's not just Louisville. I mean, I'm getting text messages, as we know, like people who are into horses, our friends always text us and call us one day a year, and it's Derby Day.
Yes.
So I'm getting all the messages today. Who do you like, this and that? And this year, more than who do you like, it's, oh my God, what's up with this horse with one eye? What's going on with the horse? So everyone is kind of, you know, has gravitated toward this story. You know, there's a producer in New York at Good Morning America that I know who called, and she was like, oh my God, I love this horse. And she's like, what? She's like, is he a long shot because he only has one eye, or is he just not good? Just trying to understand it, you know? So, you know, and it's good for racing, and I'm always about what's good for racing. So I can tell you that I don't have Patch in my top five. I do think he'll finish in the top half of the field. I don't have him in my top five, but I think it'll be a great story if he ran well. And, hey, you know, if he wins, I mean, you know, but all the better. I wouldn't mind that story moving forward, especially looking toward the Preakness.
We're talking with Dan Torgerman from AmericasBestRacing.net here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And, Dan, I've got to ask about the track and what horses might not have been up there for you initially, but now if we do see some slop, are there horses that move up in there for you? For example, Thunder Snow, perhaps?
Yeah, Thunder Snow, you got to believe. I mean, given the turf pedigree and horse, and given the fact that kind of form and pedigree typically translates into a proficiency over an off track, You got to believe Thunder Snow moves up. Interestingly, Thunder Snow for me in particular, when I got to Louisville earlier this week, was one of my top few choices. I had him actually at number three, but I did not like the draw. I actually happened to be sitting at the table at the post draw of Saeed bin Soror, who's the trainer for Godolphin, who trains Thunder Snow, and I could almost hear him, you know, gasp when the two was drawn, and I kind of overheard some chatter, which indicated to me that you know, he may not exactly love the love the kickback, which he's sure to get from the position he's in. He's got a speed horse and Fast and Accurate just to his outside, so it's kind of a tough spot to put the horse in, even though he may enjoy and he may be coming late. I think he's had more beneficial draws, I would say, to date, in which he's been able to kind of put himself just a couple lengths off the pace and stay in the clear. Here he's going to be down on the rail, and he's going to have to eat a lot of dirt, unfortunately, to make his one run. And so I don't love him as much at this moment. I will say one horse who I didn't really give much thought to until I'd gotten here, but who's been training extremely well and who should love it off track, and that's Hence. Trainer Steve Asmussen has kind of been even-mannered when talking about him all week, but you know, everyone's talked about that Summerlin Derby being a key race. A couple of horses have come back out of that race and run really well. Conquest Mo Money finishing second in Arkansas, and of course, IRAP winning the Bluegrass Stakes. So all those factors, and the fact that Hence has done it pretty easily, has the right running style for this race. You got to believe he moves up. And then ultimately, the other horse that kind of just jumps out at me, sort of like a sore thumb here, is the horse that I've moved into my top slot, and that's going to be Irish War Cry. The horse is classically bred. For those who follow the Tomlinson figures, he's got the highest Tomlinson figure, a 443, the cap being 480. So that's extremely high on the dam side. He's got Polish numbers and Danzig, so both strong off-track influences. He's a son of Curlin, who, of course, won the Breeders' Cup and the Jockey Club Gold Cup on the sloppy track. So every reason to think that Irish War Cry is going to love an off-track, and that they're doing a rain dance over at the Motion Barn.
So even though from post position 17, where Irish War Cry will break from,
right,
has produced
zero
winners, you think that streak has a chance to end tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look, if that's the only knock on the horse, I'm okay with it. If I really don't see too many blemishes on the horse's, record. I mean, the only thing I could look at here and say, well, you know, I'm not sure if he can do it, is the fact that he bounced to the moon, after that win in the Holy Bull in the Fountain of Youth. And so, you wonder, was that a bounce? Is that going to, is that an indicator of a pattern that we might see since he came back and ran well in the Wood Memorial? Is he going to now regress again? Those things are possible. But apart from that, I keep coming back to him, and I have far fewer questions with him than I do with a lot of the other top contenders. And, look, from a betting perspective, I mean, if you're looking at 5-1 or 6-1 on him, is that going to really make me extremely excited? Probably not. But I just think, if I had to make a call in this race in a year where it seems a lot more wide open, obviously, than in past years, I would go with Irish War Cry. The whole post thing, I mean, if horses have won from 20, they can certainly win from 17.
Well, you could go to americasbestracing.net and see what everyone thinks, who everyone has their picks. But right now, we want to get yours. What you mentioned top five, top six. How many horses are you going to involve? How are you going to play this thing?
Right. How many combinations can you possibly bet? I do have Irish War Cry on top, so I will probably key him over several horses and then wheel him, up and down in the tries. I may take a shot with a super or two, but, I can't afford to do too many of those. So
right.
I'll probably just, I think I'm going to be doing a lot of wheeling up and down in tries and exactas. And Irish War Cry is going to be my key horse. Dunavera, we touched on. Dunavera is another one where the thing that I keep coming back to is this horse, each individual horse that I'm looking at, I say, what are the flaws? What are the knocks on this horse? And when I come back to Dunavera, there just aren't many. He's extremely honest. He always fires. He's going to be coming late. People have talked this week about being unsure about whether there's enough pace in the race. I think there is enough pace in the race. I think Always Dreaming is going to go. And you've got Fast and Accurate and a few others who could flash. And look, it's a 20-horse field. There's always pace in the race. So I know that Gunavera, you know, so long as he can be, you know, as he can start making his move a little earlier, I think he'll be in the right spot. He's a little bit more of a grinder than this kind of one-run sort of, although he does have a good acceleration.
Right.
He does need to make a move and sort of sustain it. So, but I do think he'll be there. I have a hard time envisioning a scenario in which he doesn't hit the board. So he's one. Classic Empire is another one we talked about. Horses who might like an off track. So I'm going to use Classic Empire as well. You know, he won on a sloppy track in his first career start. That was at Churchill Downs. And he's the son of Pioneer of the Nile, who finished second in the 09 Derby, which you all remember, that sloppy track where Mind That Bird won. And then, you know, he's also, you know, when you look at Pioneer of the Nile, the sire of American Pharoah, who romped in the Preakness over a sloppy track. So a lot of good signs there. Classic Empire, great demeanor too, really fun horse. And my long shot's going to be Sonneteer. You know, he's one who, you know, one of these bombs is going to, you know, just kind of float up into the picture and be coming late. And I think he's the horse. He has the fastest final three-eighths time in terms of a Derby prep coming in the Arkansas Derby. He ran a final three-eighths in 36.2, which is really, really fast. And so, and he's not one of these horses that's overexposed. So I think that he has room to improve. And so I'll go with Sonneteer. And looking at Lee's a nice one, too. And, he drew the rail, which doesn't affect him as much as it might affect some of the others. Steve Asmussen had several conversations with him this week. He's higher on, you may hear a little noise here as this first race is coming to an end. And people are here. But, yeah, he's been as high on, if not higher on, looking at Lee as any of his horses that he has in the race. So looking at Lee is one to keep an eye out for.
All right. Well, keep an eye out for Patch, too.
Yeah.
No!
Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Sorry about that. Well,
good
Dan,
stuff. No. Yep.
Thanks a ton, and enjoy yourself. I know you will. And good luck. Hope you come back with a nice payday.
All right. Best of luck to all. Enjoy the day, guys, and catch some sick.
All right.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks. Dan Torgerman from AmericasBestRacing.net.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll continue Derby Talk with Alicia Wentz Hughes of the Blood Horse. But next, we'll talk UK basketball. Just a tad. And then it's Kroger Field time, Mary Jo.
Okay.
We got to go in. Next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit forthepeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
I saw a Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet van coming to your home. It seems like they're in our neighborhood a lot.
You won't believe it. I purchased 2 rugs from them 12 years ago, and I wanted to change my living room decor. I remember Kazai Rug Outlet actually offers a trade-in policy so I could get new rugs to go with my new furniture.
You mean they give you credit towards what you purchased 12 years ago? That's unbelievable.
I went to their new store in Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road and made the selection. Then they brought the rug over just for me to try. And it was free with no obligation.
You mean, not only did they give you credit, because I also let you try the rug before you bought it? Wow, that is service. I wish I could afford a rug like that.
That's the best part. I found my new rugs from the largest selection in the Midwest at affordable prices. And a 100% trade-in policy on all their hand-knotted pieces.
A 100% trade-in policy. And we'll bring the rugs to your home to see how they look free. Come in and walk all over us. Kazai Oriental Rugs. We make luxury affordable.
Hi, I'm Melissa Kelmes.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Beth.
We are owners of Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio at 301 East Vine Street. Allow us to help you condition your body and mind through Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga.
We can help correct your posture, invigorate your mind, and elevate your spirit.
Visit mindoverbodystudio.com to schedule your Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga experience.
Heal your mind and change your body at
Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I said we were going to talk, UK, but you brought up something to me in the break that I've got to go in on because it's got me frustrated and upset here. You're a former NBC employee.
Yes.
LEX18. So you used to be out here at Churchill Downs from, what, 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon doing Derby coverage.
And then after the Derby, I was doing a post-race show.
A post-race show from about, what, 7 to 8:30-ish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so because NBC wants to get out by 7 p.m., the network. The race is at 6:46. It's 2 minutes. They show some stuff. They want out by 7. You guys, the local, LEX18, takes over after that and does the local angle. And got post-race coverage with the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Get to hear what the connections have to say. You might have some...
find people who've won big money
if
you know, a long shot hits the board or something like that. There's
talk to the other jockeys that didn't win or the other trainers. Like in this instance, what if Always Dreaming, Todd Pletcher, finishes last or something? Or just whatever could happen, you could throw in there. Plus, the knowledge of the local reporter when it comes to horse racing. And the other thing about the Derby is, like, once it's over, not in Kentucky anyway, not everybody's like, oh, that's it, I'm moving on to whatever's next. You want to hear more about it. I mean, the next morning, that's why reporters are at the stall at 6 a.m. of the winner.
Yes.
You want to hear more about this. And it's the first part of the Triple Crown.
So you got to find out how to... You know, we might not know initially, but how did the horses come out of the race? Like,
yeah,
you know, second, third, fourth, fifth place.
Mm-hmm.
If they're looking good, then maybe you're pointed toward the Preakness. Maybe you're not.
Yes.
So are, you know, who's going to be challenging the Derby winner at the Preakness? You know, you kind of start finding out those things
mm-hmm.
right away. So
going to 8:30, I think, is great.
Yes.
I want to watch that. I personally want to watch that. And now I hear... that NBC has said, no, we're not allowing you to do that.
Right, because LEX, of hockey.
Or Wave 3, either,
yep,
right?
Louisville.
Wave 3 cannot do their post-race in Louisville. Now you talk about in Louisville. You're going to take away the post-race show in Louisville and Lexington to show a hockey game. Look, the Stanley
Which
Cup
is not,
playoffs are a big deal.
It's not preempting the entire hockey game either, mind
right.
you. Just, you know, maybe the first period, maybe.
Yes, the hockey, it's Stanley Cup playoffs, it is a big deal. But NBC has streaming services as well. You can watch hockey streaming online if it's preempted by horse racing coverage. And let me tell you something. Go throughout the country and find which state watches the least amount of hockey. Kentucky's in there.
Yeah.
In the bottom 10 of people who watch hockey, Stanley Cup playoffs, especially versus horse racing. Lexington may get over it. Louisville may throw a fit. Because this is the first year, right?
That I know of, yes.
Yeah, Louisville might throw a fit. That might be something covered in the Courier-Journal tomorrow. There might be a lot of calls. We might hear Kent Taylor tweet some stuff about it. I'm sure they're not too upset about it because they get to go home a little earlier. Because the coverage today only goes to 2:30 as opposed to years past it went to 4.
Listen, there's another, you know, this is, you know, two... down in the rabbit hole, but look at how much more time that those TV stations had to sell advertising that they now
don't
lose out on.
Yeah.
That's also a big part of it.
It's local programming. So you have more opportunities for local advertisers that's being taken away by the network. That's a ton of it. That's what, hour and a half on the front and an hour and a half, that means 3 hours. That's a lot. It's a lot of revenue.
Yep.
And the Kentucky Derby is a big revenue maker for the NBC affiliates in Louisville and Lexington every year. It's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. Local just keeps getting pushed down further and further, harder and harder. But if there's value in local news, local sports, this is
That's one of those days.
Nobody else really across the country cares the way we do. Nobody else wants to see an hour and a half post game, post race necessarily. Not majorities, not big numbers like here. I mean, there will be race fans across the country that would, but when you flip it over to NBC Sports Network for the post race, it's just not going to be the same.
It's not. It's
absolutely not.
And also, I'd no longer get a free derby hat.
Oh.
So.
How many of those do you have, you think?
I have a pretty sweet collection. Pretty nice.
Yeah. I have derby pins. That's what, media pins.
Credential. Yeah,
little
my credentials,
pins.
Yeah.
Yep, that's about it. I do have a credential. I get it because I might go, you know, is the kind of thing. And then I don't make it a priority. How about that? Because I have good intentions. There's stuff that we would do, we would cover, we would get. But as far as doing a story on the race that day and turning it around for news, that's not happening. That's not my role these days. But I would get some stuff, and it would be useful for
the
following year.
It's also usually your one shot a year to meet Travis Tritt.
Yeah, well, he comes to Tombstone Junction in Corbin every now and again.
All right.
That's where I last saw him, I think, in the early 90s. That Barnstable Brown, though, party list was pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Rock.
Always.
Yeah. The Tom Brady Gang. The Tom Brady Bunch.
Danny Lynn. What's her last name? Anna Nicole Smith's daughter.
Oh, is that her name?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Is she
Larry? What's the name? Larry Burkhead. Yeah. So this
Larry
was the
Blockhead.
This was the first year he brought Danny Lynn.
Is she
to the party?
How old is she?
I don't care.
Party age? Like 21?
No, God, no.
Oh, okay.
She's still like 10, 11, 12, okay. Something
all
like
right.
That.
She shouldn't be at that party then. She shouldn't even be there. Larry Blockhead. Unbelievable. Let's take a break. We didn't get into Kroger. We got to do that next before we get...
And you wanted basketball. We didn't talk any basketball.
Well, okay. Before we go to break, let's get this in quickly because we can drop this in real quick. Is the NBA Combine, Malik Monk's not going to participate, which is not crazy, but it's basically saying my body of work speaks for itself.
Yeah.
You don't need to see anything else because it might hurt the draft position that I already have.
Raindrop, drop top, don't want to affect Malik Monk's draft stock.
You almost had it.
Yeah. God, I'm so close.
But Bam Adebayo, Isaiah Briscoe, Hamidou Diallo, and De'Aaron Fox are going, but only Diallo and Briscoe are going to participate in the 5-on-5. Fox and Adebayo, their resumes are good enough that they don't have to see him in 5-on-5. CBS Sports' Gary Parrish predicting Diallo will stay in the draft. He says that NBA scouts have suggested to him that Diallo will go in the 20s in the first round.
I have a feeling Diallo's staying in as well.
So he thinks Diallo is sticking. Now, Gary Parrish is not one of these NBA draft expert guys. Like, he doesn't have a website for it. He has his input, he has his sources, so I'm not discrediting him.
He knows Cal pretty well, too.
Yes. But those guys who do this all the time, they don't they don't have Diallo going in the first round. So that is going to be very interesting over the next, 15 days?
He is until May 24th.
Yeah. And then Kevin Knox has UK on his list. He's the 5-star small forward expected to tweet his college choice tonight, probably during the Derby. Florida State and Duke appear to be the favorites, as far as I can tell from what's out there.
I don't think it's going to be Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky, Missouri, and North Carolina are also on his list. Mo Bamba, the latest on him is that he's not close to a decision yet.
No plans anytime soon.
And it's a toss-up between Texas and UK is what's out there. Now, UK has offered Bol Bol. Bol Bol. If you say that fast, it's like Bobo. Bol Bol.
Even if you say it slow, it's still.
Bol Bol. Bol Bol.
That's Manute Bol's son.
I'm just going to say Bol. Little Bol. Little Bol? No. I don't know. 7'2" son of Manute Bol. He played well in front of Calipari this week, or as the last week.
Body is exactly like his dad's.
Yeah, but he's got some ball handling skills.
Yeah, he does.
So Scott Van Pelt last night on SportsCenter spent a few minutes on it, like 3 or 4 minutes last night on SportsCenter on it, and brought up that what gave this whole thing, not only was Bol Bol playing well, but what took it to another level is John Calipari and UK came in and offered. That's what Van Pelt was saying. So now what makes it interesting is Calipari's on this guy. So that takes it somewhere else.
I mean, he's so long and thin that watching him handle the ball looks crazy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look like it makes sense.
Yeah.
But he's got handles.
I know.
But it just doesn't look like it makes sense. Also, my favorite tweet of the week has to be Dick Vitale saying that Lonzo Ball's shoes should be $4.95 instead of $495 because of the way he played against Kentucky.
Right. Yeah, against De'Aaron Fox. All right, Sasha Kalia-Jones is returning, according to the Courier-Journal's Fletcher Page. He cited a source saying Kalia-Jones has no plans to transfer. So that came out this week. And then just came out last night. Louisville's Donovan Mitchell is not returning. He will keep his name in the draft. Hire an agent.
Good for him.
And good for UK. Donovan Mitchell was a big part of Louisville's plans for next season. You know Rick Pitino was counting on Donovan Mitchell.
Well, and he had basically tried to have him stick around.
Yeah.
He's projected around 2021, something like that. Go, brother. Get your money.
Which means Pitino will have to rely on freshmen. He doesn't want it to happen to him, and it's happening anyway. It's the inevitable. It's what he doesn't like about Calipari, college basketball, and he is forced to deal with it.
Well, he can watch probably the first 10 games, I would guess, so he won't have to deal much with it on the court. All right, we got a little bit of time for Kroger Field after we take a quick break.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Home ownership is truly the American dream, and at Bluegrass Land Title, we can help make that dream come true for you.
Bluegrass Land Title would like to welcome Allison Shishaw as our new head of marketing and sales. If you're a lender, banker, realtor, or home buyer that would be interested in learning more about our services, call Allison at 859-266-1611. Again, that's 859-266-1611.
Learn more at bluegrasslandtitle.com or visit one of our offices in Lexington, Louisville, and Elizabethtown.
Trust Fayette Heating and Air.
Every time.
Award-winning service every time. Drug-free and felony-free.
Every time.
We get the job done right with the best guarantees in the business.
Every time.
We keep you comfortable and your family safe.
Every time.
We're here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Cross-trained to be some of the best technicians in the nation.
Every time.
Don't settle for sometimes when you can have it right every time. Trust Fayette Heating and Air. Every time.
Take advantage of our spring offer, a complete HVAC system checkup and safety inspection.
Regular price, $89 per system, discounted for a limited time to $59 for the first system and only $30 for an additional system. So call us today at 859-233-0424. That's 859-233-0424 or visit our website at fayetteheating.com today.
Have you ever thought about what's inside the air inside your home? Soot, pollen, dust, fungal spores. Maybe you should talk indoor air quality with Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Uh-oh.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We want to make sure your home has the best air quality possible. Give us a call today. It's the perfect time for a system checkup for your home.
Visit BarclayBlevins.com for more information. Indoor air quality with Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Hey, everybody. This is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, man. Love some Motley Crue. Nice choice, Brad.
Isn't Vince Neil usually at the Barnstable Brown Party? Or he went for several years, didn't he?
Maybe yeah.
Sammy Hagar.
Nikki Sixx.
Nikki Sixx, yeah.
Tommy Lee. I mean, those guys are, I mean, they fit the Derby. I mean, I don't know why. Maybe they have something else going on. All right. We just have, what, 4 minutes before a break? I don't know if we can get this in. But Kroger Field, let me just get this out of the way first. I know, you don't have to tell me. I know this was decided in 2014 when UK signed the deal with JMI. It just wasn't played up at that time because there's so much to talk about with JMI otherwise, and you're not naming the stadium right then. But when JMI agreed to give UK, what, like a $50 million signing bonus, and $214 million over the course of 15 years, in the deal was naming rights to stadiums. And they didn't say, come out right then and say, yes, in the next few years, we will rename Commonwealth Stadium. They didn't do it then. But the deal was done then. The deal was done 3 years ago. And the money coming in was what was needed to move forward in the buildings and whatnot.
Yeah.
So actually, renaming Commonwealth Stadium, selling the naming rights, that's not a big deal to me. I have hated it since it began 20 years ago. I mean, it began a long time ago across the country. Heck, how many different names has so many of these stadiums had?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what San Francisco Giants Park is called anymore. It was like,
is it Petco?
That is San Diego's.
Okay.
But AT&T, it was AT&T Park. Then maybe it was something else.
I mean, they've all got them.
I cannot name you all
but
the stadiums.
But how does it doesn't change your fandom in the least bit?
No.
So no. I have no problem with it.
The problem I have with it is that it's an embarrassing name.
Why?
Because it's just Kroger Field. If it was called Brown-Forman Stadium, you know, Brown-Forman in Louisville that makes Wild Turkey and everything else, Maker's Mark, I think. I wouldn't have a problem with that. That sounds okay. If it was called LT Houchin Stadium, like the name of Western's, that would be fine. I think Papa John's is embarrassing, and I think KFC Yum Center is embarrassing. You're just too easy of a joke to make. Hell, I think Kroger Stadium sounds better than Kroger Field.
The Krog?
Let's go Krogering. Let's go Krogering. Let's go Krogering. Let's go Krogering.
I have no problem with it.
I hate the name. I think it sounds stupid. I understand why you have to do it, and I just think it's unfortunate that that is the company. I would have been fine with someone else.
Now, do you buy what Mitch Barnhart is selling when he says they will not do it with Rupp.
Yeah, it seems that's a little more complicated because you have to involve the convention center folks, too. They have to get in on it, too. I don't know. I think his statement saying that, well, this is just football, so we can name it whatever. But no, we're not going to mess with our iconic basketball brand. No, we know better than that, but hey, come on. We just made our first bowl game in like 8 years. So I think we can stand to name it Kroger or something. I think that kind of rubs you the wrong way, because football has been the moneymaker.
Always will be.
Yeah.
Always will be.
Yeah.
And it just made more money because it's now called Kroger Field.
Yeah. Now, I shop at Kroger. I have no problem with Kroger except it being the name of a field. I would have been fine with another corporation that sounded better. That's all. It's just that I think that's why players reacted. It's like, Kroger Field? I'm so inspired now.
Could have been Friends of Cole Field.
I would have been better with that, even though it's environmental, you know, death, and there's coal jobs aren't coming back, and they're not going to find any more. You know, it's not the way of the future. I would have been better with Friends of Coal Field. Oh, I think that would be great. They already have the coal. Love it.
All right. Now they just have the beep, beep, beep.
Pick up on aisle four. Pick up on aisle four. Right now at the deli, we have
what if they
a special.
Do that every, what if they do that every time the other team fumbles? Pick up on aisle four! Yes! Please do that!
There are so many ways you could go.
Yes!
So many different ways. All right, when we come back, Alicia Wentz-Hughes of the Blood Horse talking Kentucky Derby from Churchill Downs on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under 10 grand are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville. Right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
ToyotaOnNicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $1,749 per month for 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 05 Toyota Sienna. XLE stock number T680288A. Sale price $6,500. $649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title. Subject to prior sale. Expires month end.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Ram Trucks, from towing to hauling, work or play, Ram will power you through it. See your Ram dealer or log on to ramtrucks.com. Guts, glory, Ram.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. Warriors seek to continue their winning ways in these NBA playoffs in tonight's matchup against the Jazz in Game 3. Golden State, a perfect 6-0 this postseason, has gotten out to big leads in the first two games but allowed Utah to creep back into both. Warriors can't let that happen on the road, notes Steph Curry.
No lead, you can't just relax. Once you get a lead, you have to finish out the game, finish out quarters, finish out possessions, not lose focus at all, and just keep your foot on the gas pedal. But this is the playoffs. You're not going to blow a team out every night, and it's going to be a dogfight till the end.
Steph Curry and the Warriors have not trailed in the series. Led for 94 minutes, 8 seconds, tied for just $1.52. Coverage of Game 3, 7:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, 8:30 Eastern on ABC and the Watch ESPN app. Golden State forward Draymond Green with a knee issue expected to play. Jazz point guard George Hill, a game-time decision with a sprained left big toe. Stanley Cup playoffs. Penguins not yet sure if they'll have superstar Sidney Crosby for Game 5 against the Capitals tonight. His status uncertain because of a concussion. Pittsburgh up 3-1, closes out Washington with a win. Senators top defenseman Erik Karlsson, lower body injury, expected to play in Game 5 today against the Rangers. That series knotted up at 2 games apiece. Baseball, Orioles lefty Wade Miley hit by line drives off the bats of 2 consecutive White Sox batters last night, has a left wrist contusion. X-rays were negative. He does not expect to land on the DL. Classic Empire, a 4-1 favorite for today's Kentucky Derby.
Aaron Judge, Starlin Castro, and the Yankees head to the Windy City on a collision course with the defending champion Cubs and their young crop of stars, including Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. Tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, presented by Firestone Tires.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Derby Day, number 143, Mary Jo. Do you have your horses yet?
You know, I don't know. You have to stick with some of the favorites, I feel like, regardless of how the track is looking, because the favorites have held up so well over the last several years, and there's 3 or 4 horses, maybe even 5, that you can put on that top line and say, gosh, probably one of these is going to win. You can probably pick out five, and feel pretty good that one of those 5 is going to win. That's how I feel about this field.
I think you're right. Maybe Alicia Wince Hughes from the Blood Horse can help us whittle that down a little bit. She's at Churchill Downs. Good morning, Alicia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks so much for having me on today.
It's a perfect day to have you on. Happy Derby Day.
Happy Derby.
If I were to say you take, say, Classic Empire, Always Dreaming, Irish War Cry, and you take those 3 right there, and McCracken, take those 4. Is the winner one of those four horses?
In my opinion, yes. Yeah, I mean, well, three of the 4 that you mentioned are the 3 that I'm going to go with today, with Classic Empire, McCracken, and Irish War Cry. You know, it's funny. You know, we've gone through this whole Triple Crown prep season, and I feel like throughout, the kind of sentiment was there was a lot of parity this year, and there was, of these horses of kind of jumping up and beating one another. No one horse really kind of taking this, you know, this division by the throat. But I kind of feel like it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world if this Derby ends up being a really formful Derby of those horses, of those top horses really kind of coming through and separating themselves today.
That's kind of how I see it shaping up. But to make some money, you got to have somebody kind of jump up in there, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, this is a field. I said, all of that said, I said, this is still a very, very wide open race, especially with the way that the track, you know, may or may not be playing come Derby time. And trust me, how it's playing right now while it's still raining is not going to, may not be how it's going to play come after 6 o'clock or whatever, once they, you know, if the rain does stop. And if they get this track dried out, and especially we saw yesterday with the Oaks, how that race just completely collapsed up on the front end there and set it up for a deep closure. So I said it's going to be a wild card today, but I said I've been on the Classic Empire train since last year, and I'm riding it into the station at this point. come hecker or high water, it may crash. There may be casualties. There may be fires, but I'm on it.
Well, with your own eyes this week, what impressed you? What did you see from these horses, being around them? What things stood out to you? Your impressions of the week.
I think Irish War Cry was one of the ones who made a very, very good impression. You know, when he got here, he was very composed. He seemed to get over the track extremely well. I said, you know, Graham Motion has said that, you know, his 2 biggest assets are both his stride and his mind. He handles everything. Nothing really bothers him. This is the first time I've got a chance to see him in the flesh, and he's a really, really impressive individual coming in a lot of really great condition right now. Another horse I thought looked in really great condition was actually Thunder Snow, the horse coming, the UAE Derby winner. I had the good fortune of actually being over in Dubai and seeing his race over there this year, which is very impressive when he, you know, he was actually still running very green in that race. He was kind of swapping his lead all over the place, and he still beat the horse from Japan, who was very, very proven and very legit. And I think, I'm not saying he's going to win, but of all the times that Sheikh Mohammed has tried to pull off this Dubai to Derby feat, this might actually be his most legit horse and legit chance at actually doing it this year.
We're talking with Alicia Wince-Hughes from the Blood Horse on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And trainers are a lot like coaches, where we get trainer speak this week. You know, and he's looking good, he's training well, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Has there been something that you have picked up on from a certain trainer that maybe he is feeling a little bit more confident about his horse?
Well, I've kind of joked. Mark Cassie has been, as I told him, he's been sassy.
Sassy Cassie.
He's been kind of feeling himself this week, and that's, and like I said, and Mark is not one of those. He's not
right.
One of those who touts everything that comes out of his barn as the second coming of whatever. But he's been, you know, once they got that final breeze under Classic Empire's belt, you know, he was extremely pleased with that, and I feel like outwardly the confidence is growing there. You know, like I said, this horse is coming in. I still feel like he's the most talented horse of this generation. I still feel like he is the best horse. And this is his home. This is his home track. This is where he broke his maiden, by the way, over a sealed sloppy track, which is the conditions we might get today. So, you know, if you're going to judge by body language, Mark's kind of been feeling himself this week.
Interesting.
So, let's go beyond Thunder Snow. Let's go, what are the buzz horses that you've heard this week, and how much of a buzz, if any, do you believe about any of those?
I think a horse that's been getting a lot of buzz, a lot of steam, as they say, is Hence for Steve Asmussen. He's coming out of the Sunland Derby, which the Sunland Derby got a lot of notoriety a handful of years ago, because that's the race that mine that bird came out of. Not a whole lot of people always pay attention to it, but the best thing about Hence's run in the Sunland Derby, among the many things, is how the form of the horses who ran behind him have since come back and flattered him. You had IRAP, who was fourth in that race, come back and win the Bluegrass Stakes, the race where he beat McCracken. He had McCracken his first career loss. You had Conquest Boom Mo Money, who was second, came back and ran second to Classic Empire in the Arkansas Derby. If you are the company you keep, Hence has been extremely flattered by what the horses who he have beaten have come back and do that day. And you know, he had a good work his nice, you know, his last work. And Steve kind of laughed. He's like, this horse is fast. He's like, he's fast. We just got to get along with him and hang with him. He's been really on the mettle since he's gotten here. So I think he's one of those ones. And Steve hates it if he designated it, but I think if there's a wise guy horse, it might be Hence this year.
Well, and the other thing about Hence that I like, by Street Boss, Danza finished third in the Derby, a Street Boss colt a few years ago. And then Asmussen, for all the, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, and he hasn't won the Derby.
Yeah, it's, you know, and trust me, he knows it's still dangling out there for him.
Yeah.
You know. I said he knocked off his Belmont last year with Creator. He got his Preakness with Curl, but I said he is well aware that carrot is still out there for him.
Yeah. I don't think he's forgotten. I have to ask you, Alicia, because it Patch is certainly turning out to be a fan favorite, getting bet down quite a bit because everyone kind of wants to have a piece of Patch. Do you see any shot for the One-Eyed Horse to come in first today?
He's got his work cut out from him and from that number 20 spot. That's. I mean, it's not the doomsday spot that the one hole has proven to be in recent years. But I think the only one to do it was Big Brown. Do you think that he's the next coming of Big Brown? I'm not going with that.
I'm not going that far.
Yeah. So like I said, he's. He has he's been a great story, you know, and Todd Fletcher has been extremely accommodating. You know, he knew he'd have to tell this horse a story over and over and over and over again this week, and he has done so, you know, in tremendous fashion. Like I said, he's a, you know, the sample size is still kind of out with this horse. He's only had three starts. He among the other knocks on him is he did not race as a two-year-old, and so you've got the whole of Apollo. On top of he's missing an eye, on top of the fact that he has a break from the 20, he's also got the curse of Apollo hanging over him. It would be a fantastic story if he wins. He's a fantastic story right now, but he's not going to get my money.
I think you can make a case for so many of these horses, though, as you can in many years. But as you said, you thought that maybe this would follow form. There is this thing. Did you hear about Unanimous Artificial Intelligence? Are you familiar with that at all, Alicia?
I have not heard about that.
Well, these guys who have a company, Unanimous Artificial Intelligence, they use this technology of like a swarm mentality. So they get 20 people in a room, and in this case, experts, 12 experts on horse racing, and then just 8 regular folk, I guess. And then they're forced to choose on who's going to win the Derby. And so they have to make the decision quickly, and they have to act as a swarm. So it behooves them to agree, to compromise. And so anyway, long story short, last year this technology won the founder of this technology, the Superfecta. He hit it last year. And so they've predicted it again this year. And it is form all the way. They have basically, their Superfecta is the first 4 in the morning line odds.
There you go.
But
yeah, like I said, I'm gonna stick with that. I said, you know, I love Classic Empire. I love McCracken. He's another one. He's unbeaten over this track. As you know, he was 3-for-3 here as a 2-year-old. He's another one that has just looked extremely, extremely well. You know, training here, his gallop outs on his workouts have been monstrous. So, if that's the kind of thing you're in for, if that's one of the things that you look for, I mean, his last work when he was on the gallop up, Brian was almost to the kitchen before he could get him pulled up there. So, you know, I'm gonna put my faith in form at this point.
See, I believe in that. But there's another part of me that says, what happened in the Oaks last night could easily happen in the Derby too. Do you see that as a possibility?
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, I said it's that's what I said. The caveat is, you know, how the, like I said, especially like early on yesterday, a lot of people were, you know, common thought was, you know, the rail is golden and nobody can close. No one can close. It's all speed on the front end. What happened when we got, well, first of all, what happened when we got to the Oaks is we had insane fractions up front. You know, you had with Paradise Woods just getting pressed every step of the way by Miss Guy Warrior, and those two just went out there. And I said, those two basically set a suicidal pace, especially with the way that this track was playing yesterday, and completely set it up for Abel Tasman to come from last, which he was early on. So, yeah, I don't know that we're going to get those kind of fractions for the Derby, although I do think we have a potential to get something pretty honest, because you've got two of the most likely speed horses in Always Dreaming and State of Honor. They're breaking right alongside of each other out of post 5 and 6. And Always Dreaming, anybody who's watched this horse this week knows he has been extremely, extremely aggressive in the mornings. They've had to put draw reins on him to try to get him to harness that and control his energy. You know, he's another one. He's coming off a huge win in the Florida Derby. And is he this aggressive? Is he just sitting on a freak effort today? Or is he going to go out there and lose his mind with 160,000 of his friends screaming out of him and just blow himself out?
That's what worries me about Always Dreaming. I can't get on board with Always Dreaming, because I feel like he's going to the front and it's just, and he's going to fade.
And I don't think he's going to be on the front. I mean, State of Honor is going to, you know, State of Honor, I don't think it's going to let him go solo.
Yeah. Well, and he's been bet to the favorite as of last I saw, the 9 o'clock odds, so 2 hours ago, bet up to the favorite at 9-2. New Jersey, you know, New York, that's, I think, part of the reason he's bet up to the favorite as well, is that kind of influence here.
They
actually just showed a glimpse right now of the current odds, and actually I just saw that Classic Empire and McCracken were sitting at 7-1, so...
Yes.
You know, pardon me if I go and hit the ATM and take out some retirement money right now.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh yeah. My gosh. Can you? I mean, I can't believe that.
I'll give me 7 all day. Give me Classic Empire McCracken at 7-1 all stay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I got to ask you real quick, is Gervin healthy?
Yeah.
His trainer says he is.
Good.
Yeah. Well, that's all you can go on, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you don't get to see him.
No, that makes me nervous.
His trainer says he is. I mean, like watching him gallop, he has not shown any obvious signs. Like he's not favoring anything. He's walking down. He's not showing any signs that he's moving anything less than sound. I actually think he's actually looked quite good in his gallops, but. When you're dealing with a quarter crack, I mean, like I said, this track condition is not his friend. A wet track with a quarter crack—that's mm-hmm. not. If that's, you know, if we still got a wet track come post time, that's not helping the issue. And like I said, I do like the horse, but that and you can overcome a certain amount of some setbacks to get to this point, but I don't know that I want my Derby horse, having to swim his way to get to this point.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. All right, one more before we let you go is because I love this horse because here's what I always do every year is my Derby stories that I do. I become attached to that, so I have to put, I have to put them in play. And whatever it takes, I'm going to convince myself to put them in play. And in this case, Gunnavera is in play for me. But I've heard a lot of good things about this horse beyond the story I've done.
You touched on first and foremost the story angle, and Antonio Sano has just been, from a sentimental standpoint, he's just been the nicest man. Like everybody who comes by his barn, he literally invites them in, come see the horse. He offers to take photos of people with the horse. Like he's been the most, how many first-time Derby trainers do you see completely melting down? And this is a man who's like, oh, yes, come see my horse. Oh, would you like a picture? Oh, do you want a picture? Like, he could not be more welcoming to everybody around him. And, if we're going to, if we want to hold up the Oaks as an example of what could happen today, if we do have a front-end collapse, who's going to be sitting pretty there? Gunnavera is going to be sitting real nice. Like I said, I do worry. I don't love stone cold closers, in the Derby of having to get around 19 horses, like I said. And I worry about, now with the point system, you're not going to get the confirmed sprinters that we used to have in the Derby field in years past, who, like a Trinneberg or those sort, who is going to go flying out there. You're not going to necessarily get the crazy pace scenarios that you have in maybe pastures to kind of set up for those closers. It's been much more reasonable on the front end since we've gone to the, to the point system. But it's impossible to not root for this horse and for his connections and for what it would mean for them, for Venezuela. It would be, like I said, I don't think anybody would be unhappy other than his 19 other, contenders to see Gunnavera win today.
Listen, you go through what he's gone through.
Oh.
Taking a picture of someone with your horse is part of, it's a joy of life that you might not have thought you were going to have. So.
Yeah, just the nicest, kindest gentleman he is.
And Javier Castellano has been...
his best friend, he says.
And he's
his
been outstanding as a rider. I mean, just...
Yeah, he did. He's another one. He just got inducted into the Hall of Fame. And, Javi's done a lot of tremendous things in his career, but this is another thing. He, the Derby's still hanging out there for him.
All right. Well, Alicia, thank you for straining to hear us over all the noise there at Churchill Downs and making time for us this morning. And good luck on covering this thing today in that mess.
Enjoy the Derby.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you guys. Best of luck with all your bets and everything else going forward.
Yes. Same to you. Take 7-1 all day.
All day, people. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Alicia Wentz Hughes from the Blood Horse here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We're going to get into this field. We will go horse by horse and just give you a little bit of something on each one of them as we prepare for Derby 143 here
and
on the Dan and Mary
3-1-13-13, by the way, if you want to let us know who you are picking today and why.
Your Derby picks. And then also, the other question I would pose, if you're interested, I would be interested to hear what you would name Kroger Field instead of Kroger Field. Like, what other company would you have preferred had the naming rights rather than Kroger? Or Is there anyone out there who's like, Kroger Field? Yeah! Man, that is such a great name. Wow! We could not have done any better.
I like it, Dan. I just don't. Oh,
God. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And my sellout co-host.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Are you annoyed with all the people who are at a concert feeling the need to show you that they're at a concert instead of enjoying the concert?
I do it all the time. I don't think there's anything wrong with taking a video or some pictures from a concert.
No, it's just the number of people doing it. I tend to get a little bothered by that.
I mean, what's the point of going if no one knows you're there?
Dan Le Batard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-981-1229. That's 800-981-1229. Call now at 800-981-1229 to get a free brochure. 800-981-1229.
The Arctic Cat no-brainer sales event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Barrett's Pike in Georgetown for the no-brainer sales event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Should we talk football then? We should talk football. We got Benny and the Jets playing, Brad. We should talk football just for a minute because something else happened yesterday, football-wise. The NCAA's new guidelines for football practice. Now, this was recommendation for practice by the NCAA Sports Science Institute. So the Sports Science Institute comes out with their findings. Here's what we recommend you do in college football. Now, it's up to you. Do what you will with it. Well, the SEC has adopted them. Says, yes, we'll take all of it. All of it means no more two-a-day practices. That's it. No more two-a-days. Players will love that. Coaches probably not so much. Two-a-days.
That's been a staple. That's been a staple of football, though.
Two-a-days are tough. And usually two-a-days, especially now, two-a-days mean one live contact hitting practice, and the second one not. Some conditioning, but not hitting. Usually. That's going away. There will be no more two-a-days. Period. Nothing. So they will add another week to preseason practice to make up for losing two-a-days. So now, UK, I would guess, will start a week earlier. So they'll have 5 weeks to prepare for the first opponent as opposed to four. I like this.
Yeah.
I like this. Get rid of the two-a-days and you get an extra week. More time is better, I think. 5 weeks to prepare for the season, that first game. So then preseason practice over the course of 7 day period, a week-long period, the NCAA Science, Sports Science Institute says 3 live contact practices, 3 minimal to no contact practices, and 1 day without practice. So you can hit 3 days, don't hit for 3 days. And one, so it'd probably be live, no contact, live, no contact, back and forth, day off. And then once the season starts, they say 3 no contact practices, 1 contact practice, and 1 medium, also known as thud, which is where they just, you're not tackling someone to the ground. You're just form, putting the form there.
Yeah.
The only, I think safety is definitely an issue here, and that's what they're trying to do is make it safer. I think sometimes it can be even more unsafe or riskier when you don't practice the tackling to the ground stuff. That if you don't do it live and practice that,
then when it comes game time,
right, it doesn't happen the way, because you're not, the thud is not the whole thing. I know that there are injury risks involved. I just wonder, does the Sports Science Institute factor in the practice of actual football? You know what I mean? I don't know. I've talked to coaches who believe the way I'm saying, is that if you're not practicing that exact thing full speed, then you risk more injury by not doing it right when it happens in the game.
I think some of the science behind it also, though, suggests that it's not just a concussion,
right,
that affects the brain. It is, you know, repeated head trauma that you don't even notice as a thing. Yeah. But every time you hit the ground or a helmet hits the helmet, you know, all those things add to it, right? And so I think I'm sure that that is part of it.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on here? Bill is on the line. Good morning, Bill. Bill, are you there?
Morning, Bill.
Bill, do you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear me.
There we go.
I can hear you now. Oh, you're breaking up, Bill.
Oh, come on.
And I feel like you have a Derby winner for us.
Oh, Bill. Where are you? On the road? Yeah. All right, Bill. You'll have to call us back. We'll put you on. But it's hard to do radio when you're breaking up. Stinks. Also, Jabari Greenwood is transferring. Greenwood is the 3rd wide receiver and 6th player overall to leave UK this offseason. Jeff Badette, Dakota Holtzclaw, Nico Ferrios, De Niro Laster, and Kobe Walker. But here's the other thing. This is interesting to me. I don't know why. Sometimes things don't occur to my thick head. But these defections had to happen in order for UK's 17 newcomers in the fall to have spots.
Yeah.
Now, with this latest one, with Greenwood transferring, that did not have to happen. They still would have had room. What it did, though, is open up a scholarship for walk-on quarterback Luke Wright. He was not on scholarship. Remember, he transferred from Cincinnati to kind of help things out. Because when they got here, they're like, oh, we got to have more depth at quarterback. We've got it. This has to happen. And so he got a scholarship. Good for Luke Wright. But now that means UK has 6 scholarship quarterbacks on the roster. 6 scholarship quarterbacks on the roster. You don't need 6.
No, you don't need 6.
You can't satisfy 6. You know, Walker Wood is probably
not going to be a quarterback, Dan. I just don't see it.
And he's not worried about playing so much this season, I don't think, with recovering from the injury and all that. probably needs to put some weight on, those kind of things. And I agree. I don't see him as a quarterback. I see him as a slot receiver. He is wildly difficult to get a handle on in the open field. You get him in the open field, and he can make you look silly. I think that's his greatest asset, and that's what. So now you would go to five, let's say, quarterbacks. You got Gunnar Hoke looking great. He was the star of the spring game. And then you got Danny Clark, who Ohio State wanted. He said, nope, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to play for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. I'm going to play for Kentucky. When a quarterback does that, he's got to be awfully good. Danny Clark, at some point, is either got to be in the mix or leave. And then the Drew Barker, Steven Johnson thing, I think that's over this year.
Drew Barker graduated this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Johnson's going to be the starting quarterback, barring injury.
Mm-hmm.
So
whoever plays, that's that this year. That's it.
That's that.
And then next year, it's Gunnar Hoke or Danny Clark. And then you've got the whole Jaren Williams thing, who decommitted
from
Kentucky, opened it back up, the 2018 quarterback. I saw Rivals.com, Cats Illustrated publisher, Justin Rowland told KSTV, TJ Beisner's outfit, that this kid, this quarterback, is a program-changing type player. And he has gotten offers from Alabama and everywhere else.
Everywhere.
Opened it back up, but apparently Darren Henshaw and Vince Marrow visited him this week and tried to change his mind and get him to come back into the fold, and we'll see what happens. I'm not really sure what's going to come of that. But I'm sure he's looking and going, well, you got Gunnar Hoke and Danny Clark there. And, I mean, if I come in, I want to play now. Kind of like the freshman at Alabama did. What's his name?
Well, Jaren Williams would. I don't want to say Mark Stoops is recruiting over guys, but Jaren Williams, if he's ready to go, will play when he gets here.
What was the guy at Alabama's name? Do you remember?
Jalen Hurt?
Is it Hurt? Well, but that's the running back at Tennessee, Jalen Hurd.
That's Hurd, yeah.
And this guy's Jalen Hurt? Who?
Blake Barnett.
No.
No.
That's the clown that transferred.
Hurts. Jalen Hurts.
The freshman quarterback for Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay. So if Jaren Williams were to come, then Danny Clark and Gunnar Hoke are out, right?
Jalen Hurts.
All right. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. But you see in Alabama, a freshman starting at quarterback, and Nick Saban says, that could be you. And you go, yeah, Coach Stoops, you guys have been great. But so I understand that. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. We're going to get back to Derby talk. But, of course, we can talk UK. Baseball, basketball, football, any of that, anytime you want. We're ready to go on that. But we're going to talk some more Derby next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Memorial Day weekend is almost here. The unofficial kickoff to summer. People will be heading to the lake, the park, the pool, and the Horsey 100. The Bluegrass Cycling Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300 want to remind you to be aware there will be a huge increase in cyclists on the road in and around Central Kentucky, including Georgetown, Stamping Ground, Frankfort, Lexington, Midway, Millersburg, Paris, and Versailles. Be aware and share the road. For more information or to find out how to sign up, go to Horsey100.com. Kick off summer safely and enjoy the ride.
Trust Fayette Heating and Air.
Every time.
Award-winning service every time. Drug-free and felony-free.
Every time.
We get the job done right with the best guarantees in the business.
Every time.
We keep you comfortable and your family safe.
Every time.
We're here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Cross-trained to be some of the best technicians in the nation.
Every time.
Don't settle for sometimes when you can have it right every time.
Whether you're looking to replace broken equipment or repair your current system, we can help. Call Fayette Heating and Air for your free, no-obligation, in-home consultation or second opinion. Call the experts at 859-233-0424 or visit our website at fayetteheating.com for convenient online scheduling to fit your busy schedule.
Trust Fayette Heating and Air every time.
Limit one per household. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has everything you need for your car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, including professional window tinting. Don't settle for cheap film when you can have the best, starting at just $59. We have three full-time technicians ready to install your window tinting, 35% to as dark as a limousine. Don't wait for days just to be disappointed. Plus, we'll beat any sale price. You'll also save on thousands of accessories. Remote car starts, every brand of truck covers, including back and X-Tang tonneau covers, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories, leveling kits and lip kits, including BMW fifth wheel. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet price. It's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle Road.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words.
All right, let's go to the field, Mary Jo. The 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby. If you want to get a wager in town. This is the first year that I can remember in recent years here that there will be no drive-through wagering at the Kentucky Horse Park or at the Thoroughbred Center. In years past, you've been able to go to the Horse Park or the Thoroughbred Center, which are still busy but not nearly as crowded as the Red Mile and Keeneland. One year, I went to the Red Mile, and I got in line an hour and a half before the Derby. So like 5:15. I live so close to the Red Mile, I can
that's
be
so
there
easy, yeah,
in 5 minutes. And they had drive-through set up in their huge front yard. This was before what it is now, which is that parking lot. They have a huge parking lot out front. Well, before, when they had the gravel and the grass, and they just set up drive-through lanes. And when I pulled up, they had people walking back to tell you that the cutoff point is ahead of you. That if you stay in this line, you will not get a wager in on the Derby. An hour and a half before post time. This is with the Thoroughbred Center, with the Kentucky Horse Park, with Keeneland all having betting available. I got out of that line, drove to the Horse Park, and got my bets in. The Horse Park was not as long of a line, but it was a line. Because they had several lanes, and there were still lines. So I am predicting a disaster today for the city of Lexington as it
predicting a disaster
as it pertains to betting on the Derby. Yes, I do see this being quite an issue because Keeneland is having a Derby party. You go there, you hang out, you watch the race. It's a place to be for the Derby. They have 11 drive-through lanes open. Those are always packed. Always. The Red Mile has no drive-through. You have to park, get out, and go to their simulcast room.
Yes.
They are having a Derby party today. Also a place to be. Their simulcast room is decent size, but it's nowhere near the size it needs to be for a Derby party. It's in the back, right up against the track, where you watch from that whole bottom platform area is the simulcast room. That's where you go to bet. So you got to park, probably on Red Mile Road, walk up to the Red Mile, go around to the back, go in the simulcast room, and go to one of those windows to place your bet. That's it. Those are your two options.
Yeah.
So having gone to the Horse Park and the Thoroughbred Center and seen the lines on Derby Day at both of those places, and seen the lines at Keeneland and Red Mile,
yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't know who made the decision, but I think you're going to regret it. We'll see. I could be wrong. I hope I am. But or you're driving people to TVG or TwinSpires.com, one of those two places, to just bet from your couch. Of course, they charge you a convenience fee for doing that.
I love the term convenience fee.
Let's start with the one horse looking at Lee. Morning line odds were 20-1. Steve Asmussen trained, ridden by Corey Lannery. The last to win the Derby from the post one was Ferdinand in 1986. The last to hit the board was Risen Star in 1988. How about this, though? Looking at Lee is sired by Looking at Lucky. He also drew the number one post. Made the favorite, though, in 2010. Wound up finishing sixth. 2010, I believe, Super Saver, Calvin Burrell, won it for Todd Pletcher. That was the first that Todd Pletcher had ever won.
Yep.
And the only one.
In the two-hole, Thunder Snow, which my sister called me last night from Florida and said, I'm putting money on Thunder Snow to win because of Thunder Dan. She really did say that? Yeah, she called in last week and heard us say that you needed to do something for Thunder Snow because of Thunder Dan. And so now she has taken that advice all the way to Melbourne, Florida, and is putting $2 to win on Thunder Snow just for Thunder Dan.
Your sister is awesome. So awesome.
Of course, this is the UAE Derby winner.
Yes. Go Dolphin Stables.
Haven't produced a Derby winner yet.
Sheikh
Mohammed.
Mohammed Maktoum. Yeah, I have to put money on Thunder Snow.
I think you do.
Right now, Thunder Snow, last I saw, 9 o'clock this morning, 17-1. No European bred horse has won the Derby since Tommy Lee in 1959. This horse was bred in Ireland. Ridden by Christophe Soumillon, French rider, Middle Eastern trainer, and bred in Ireland.
Not looking good, but give it a shot.
Fast and accurate in the three-hole. Morning line odds, 50-1. The latest there, gone down to 33-1. I don't know who likes fast and accurate, but somebody does. Mike Maker trained. Channing Hill is the jockey. Mike Maker is 0-9 in the Derby. Now, this horse won.
Is that good?
This horse won the Spiral Stakes on the synthetic surface. Did not run well in his lone start on dirt. Has the worst speed figures in the field. But here's where maybe the money's coming from. Kendall Hansen, Northern Kentucky pain doctor. He had his own horse named Hansen a few years ago. Do you remember any of that? Like Hansen?
Oh, yeah. The blue tail. Yeah,
the blue tail. That was, it was so crazy. Like Hansen, Kendall Hansen, the doctor, came out and was like arguing with Mike Maker in the paddock.
Yeah. Wanted that blue tail.
Yeah. I mean, they're going at it. It was a scene in the paddock before the race. And the story I had heard was Hansen went in there and got approval from the stewards, supposedly. Said, yes, you can do it. Went in there and told him to paint the tail blue on Hansen, the white horse. Maker goes in there and goes, what in the world do you think you're doing? Get that blue off that horse's tail now. You guys are ridiculous. And so when Hansen shows up in the paddock with no blue tail, Hansen shows his tail and gets after Mike Maker. That was so great, though. It was a scene like no other.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, Hansen had an entourage of, like, Vegas showgirls with him, dressed in almost like Playboy Bunny outfits, very revealing, and they had little horse tails on the end and little horse ear, like, fascinators. So an entourage of, like, 10 women around this horse, and he wanted the blue tail. I mean, it's crazy. Just crazy. But fast and accurate is in no way, shape, or form in anything I'm betting today.
Okay.
No chance, no way. You know what? Neither is Untrapped. Morning line odds, 30-1. Currently 59-1, the last I saw. But Untrapped is Steve Asmussen and Ricardo Santana Jr., Hall of Fame trainer Asmussen, 0-15. That's the most without a win.
Always Dreaming in the five spot, Todd Pletcher's horse, who is now, I believe, the betting favorite. At least at last check. Won the Tampa Bay Derby. Won the Florida Derby.
The thing about this is it's Pletcher and Velasquez. I did a story on Velasquez a few years ago. He won on Animal Kingdom. He wasn't supposed to ride Animal Kingdom. That was supposed to be, I can't remember.
Don't remember.
The other jockey, but it was, and the other jockey got injured. And so they went with Velasquez, and he won. But that's the only time Velasquez is 1-for-18 in the Derby. Pletcher is 1-for-45.
I cannot get on board with Always Dreamin', and it is because ever since we talked to Caleb Keller from TVG several weeks ago, and he said, I just don't like this Pletcher connection from Florida. Those horses have not done well at Churchill Downs. And so I just, with so many horses in the field that do well at Churchill Downs, i.e. McCracken and Classic Empire, I just can't get on board with Always Dreamin'.
I also think Always Dreamin' is going to be up there in the front, and when it comes down the stretch, He's gonna wind up out of the top four. I think he'll be up there. When it comes to the stretch, I think there'll be a pack of horses like Classic Empire and Irish War Cry and McCracken, Gunavera. These guys are going by. Okay, Bill is on the line. Bill called back. Hopefully you have a better connection this time, Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Now yes, we got you.
We got you.
Okay. I was calling about the naming of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kroger Stadium would sound better.
Yeah.
For some reason. But, look, there's a lot of things we can do with this Kroger thing. For one thing, I think we need to get rid of the air raid siren because it really doesn't fit. You know, that's old hat now.
It is. So it's got to go.
With Kroger coming in, every time we score, we have the big cash register noise of the cha-ching.
Yeah.
You know. Of
money.
Of racking up points. And then the other good, the nice thing I'd like to see is when the team comes out onto the field, out of the tunnel, that they have the start of Pink Floyd's Money going, where you got all the cash registers.
Right. That's what it's all about.
It's all about the cha-ching.
Yep, sure is.
I would love it.
Yep. I don't mind it. I'm for it. I'm with you.
I really enjoyed your show this morning, though. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Glad we got you in. You too.
And happy betting.
Yes. Lucky betting. We need it.
Well, here's the deal on this. We're at, where are we at?
We're at number six.
We're at State of Honor. Before we go through the rest here, real quick, the average trifecta for a $1 trifecta is like $10,000. Like, I looked up the figures. Todd Schrupp pointed it out from TVG. And the average exacta is $2 exacta payout is like $700. So, and yesterday on the Oaks, the superfecta for a dollar, it was only $85,000.
Yeah, only. Boy, you're going to get raked over the coals and taxes on that one.
All right, we got to get through this because we're running out of time. State of Honor, Morning Light Odds, 30-1. Mark Cassie and Jose Lascano as a stablemate of the favorite, Classic Empire. I don't know. I'm not here on this one. Has hit the board, though, in his last six starts, State of Honor.
Gervin, of course, we talked about him with Alicia Wentz-Hughes. Did have that quarter crack, but has been rehabbing and has appeared to look really good. Joe Sharp, the trainer married to Rosie Napravnik, the
exercise
former jockey. So that's a great story there.
It is.
Gervin's regular rider was Brian Hernandez Jr. He chose to ride McCracken.
Before the quarter crack.
Yes, in the Derby.
Maybe not. Maybe he knew.
But Gervin, it's just tough. Even if everyone says he's healthy and good to go, it's tough to put your money on a horse that is that does have a quarter crack.
Yeah,
for me.
Number eight is Hence. We've had the Buzz Horse. Heard a lot about Hence. Hence has already been bet to 16-1. So I guess not too much of a buzz so far. But Steve Asmussen and Florent Giroux, owned by Calumet Farm. Calumet Farm, remarkable story. Eight Derby wins, but none since 1968. They were going to have to like sell their trophies, or they were going to be auctioned off a few years back. Now they've got three in the field.
Yeah.
Patch and Sonneteer are the other two. Hence won the Sunland Derby. Mind That Bird won the Sunland Derby. Beat Bluegrass winner IRAP and Arkansas Derby runner-up Conquest Mo Money in the Sunland. So Hence has been one that I see Ellis Starr has mentioned. Dan Torgeman from America's Best Racing has thrown in there just as a mention. Alicia mentioned how much of a buzz he is. So we'll see. We'll see.
IRAP is next. He is, of course, the Bluegrass Stakes winner. His connections are the same as I'll Have Another and Nyquist, two Derby winners. But IRAP broke his maiden in the Bluegrass to win it. He hadn't won a race since the Bluegrass. So I don't like IRAP's chances in this one.
I don't either. Gunnevera, of course, I love. You know the story, or you should by now. Antonio Sano and Javier Castellano, both from Venezuela. Sano was kidnapped twice. He had to flee there. He left all his horses. He was known as the king of horse racing in Venezuela. And then had to start over because if you're the king of horse racing, people who want money kidnap you and hold you for ransom. He lost like
twice
40 pounds one time. Listen, his wife was not contacted for the first 15 days. They took him at like 5 in the morning out in front of his house as he's leaving to go train horses. And his wife doesn't hear from him or the kidnappers or anything for 15 days, 2 weeks. Then they still hold him for another 36 days. And he loses 40 pounds during that time because they, you know, didn't treat him well. So that's just half of the story. The other half is Gunnevera's bred at Brandywine Farm, which is Jim and Pam Robinson, mom and pop operation. They lived in North Carolina for like 20 years, 30 years. And she's a doctor. She was head of a research lab of human physiology that tested Olympic athletes. She had a sweet gig. He was an electrical engineer at GTE. And then they just moved to Kentucky and started breeding horses, and that's all they do. And so Gunnevera came out of a 19-year-old mare, and she had some problems, and they thought they had her fine. He was out in the paddock, Gunnevera was, with his mom for a week, and then all of a sudden she just dropped dead. And so when that happens, you got to do something, and a lot of times people will get a nurse mare, so a foster mom. Because the foal has to have milk on the hour, every hour, 24 hours a day for 4 or 5 months. And so the nurse mare was a paint horse, of all things. So it's a
remarkable story.
It's crazy. Here's the thing that I love about Gunnevera also, not just the story. Post position 10 has yielded the highest percentage of winners of all posts since the introduction of the starting gate in 1930. 9 of 80 starters breaking from the 10 have won for an 11.3% chance. And then post position 10 also has the highest percentage of 1-2-3 finishers. 30% finish in the money.
You'll take that.
Yes.
All right. Battle of Midway. Jerry Hollendorfer. Battle of Midway did not race as a 2-year-old, and that does not typically bode well in the Derby, since it's been about a million years since a Derby winner was produced that didn't race as a 2-year-old.
Everybody says Apollo, that was 1882.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. Would have to buck a big trend with Battle of Midway.
Sonneteer is one of those horses that Dan Torgeman from AmericasBestRacing.net told us about. The 12 horse, long odds. This is Keith and Kent DeSormo, another Calumet Farm. This horse, though, Sonneteer, 0-for-10 lifetime. Last horse to break a maiden in the Kentucky Derby, 1933. Forget it.
Forget it. J. Boy Zecco, who was in the Bluegrass Stakes for Dale Romans, and Luis Saez was the Gotham Stakes winner. Dale Romans, his home track is Churchill Downs, still hasn't won the Derby yet.
Classic Empire, the 14 horse, Mark Cassie, Julian Leperoux, morning line favorite. Not the favorite anymore, 7-1, as Alicia Wentz Hughes of Blood Horse told us, take it all day long. Arkansas Derby winner. Leperoux is one of the best jockeys yet to win a Derby. And then Classic Empire won his first two starts at Churchill Downs, including one in the slop. Been a little bit of a head case sometimes, got a little sideways, but Mark Cassie seems to have him going well. And then Alicia told us that Cassie has been sassy all week long.
So Dan's going to go with Gunnevera. I'm going to make my pick as McCracken from the 15 spot. Ian Wilkes, Brian Hernandez Jr. McCracken has been outstanding every time out, except in the Bluegrass Stakes race. His connections are willing to throw that out. So am I. So I will take McCracken to win Derby 143.
Ian Wilkes, the trainer, won the Ali Sheba Friday with Birdsong, owned by Mary Lou Whitney. So he's already on his way. Mary Lou Whitney, of course, a legend in racing. Janice Whittem of Kansas. She's been in the business 40 years in the horse racing business. Never been to the Derby. She and Ian Wilkes and Brian Hernandez Jr. all teamed up to win the 2012 Breeders' Cup with Fort Larned. I like McCracken, too. Taprit, Todd Pletcher, Jose Ortiz. People kind of like him as well. It's hard to figure this horse out, but he's kind of a buzz horse this week as well.
Irish War Cry is so hard for me to say, but he is coming out of a post position where no Derby horse has ever won, number 17, but people love this horse. Graham Motion loves this horse. Rajiv Marad does. The Wood Memorial, his performance was spectacular. So people like Irish War Cry.
Consistent speed figures, too, that they love about him. Gormley is the 18 horse. This one's another one that could jump up there. Looked really good. Got the speed figures. Santa Anita Derby winner. Practical Joke is the 19 horse at 20-1 odds. I don't see Practical Joke, but I've heard people like him as well. And then, of course, Patch.
The one-eyed horse.
Missing his left eye, drew the 20 post. Poor old Patch. A sentimental favorite for many, though. Happy Derby. Good luck to you all.
We'll talk about it all tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Kenny Rice is going to join us, and John Hale.
Enjoy the Derby.